This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories that feature organizations in our listening area that are working to make a positive impact in the communities they serve. Today, we focus on the Ozark Foothills Literacy Project. Located inside the Jubilee Family Church in Batesville, the Ozark Foothills Literacy Project serves Fulton, Sharp, and Independence counties. Founded in 2007, the project originally was formed by the Jubilee Family Church and was known as the Literacy Council of Independence County. At that time, only 3 clients were served. Now, over 50 clients are being seen, and there's a waiting list of 15 people. Last year, the Ozark Foothills Literacy Project was formed when officials from Fulton and Sharp counties saw a need and joined forces with the program in Independence County. The project offers adult basic education, where clients who can't read over an 8th grade level are tutored. And the project also offers the English as a Second Language program, which teaches clients how to read, write, and speak English fluently. Executive Director of the Ozark Foothills Literacy Project, Nicole Stroud.
I'd say about 60% of those students are learning English. About 40% of them are learning to read. Mm-hmm. We require that tutors and students meet in public places, and so we have folks meeting all across Batesville, all across Independence County, and in Sharp and Fulton counties. They meet in libraries and churches and schools. And I wanted to also share with you that although we are serving 50 students directly, we really feel like in serving one student, we're making an impact on their entire family.
According to Stroud, one of the challenges in Independence County is meeting the demand for the services. Often, clients recommend the project's literacy services to other family members, who then can become future clients. Fulton and Sharp counties joined the Ozark Foothills Literacy Project last year, and Stroud says those counties are trying to inform the public about the literacy services the project offers.
And that's one of the challenges of working with a program that teaches adults who are learning to read. You have to find a way to connect with those folks. And you're really relying on family and friends to hear about the program and then mention it to someone they know in their lives that might be struggling with reading. As I mentioned, we expanded recently into Sharp and Fulton counties, and it's been a real challenge to connect with students. Although we know the literacy rates there, according to these statistics, are even lower than in Independence County, we have really had trouble finding ways to connect with those potential students.
One of the issues facing literacy councils around the state is the problem of high numbers of people in Arkansas who are illiterate and the low numbers of volunteers who want to become tutors. The Ozark Foothills Literacy Project hosts tutor training workshops at the Jubilee Family Church in Batesville to recruit people to become tutors. Stroud says she didn't realize how many volunteers are needed until she saw a study that focused on the high rates of people who can't read in Arkansas.
There was a massive national survey done in 2003, and it's called the National Adult Literacy Survey. And they found that 56% of adult Arkansans, that's 1.1 million adults, are functionally and or marginally illiterate. And that's over the half of the people. You know, those are our neighbors and our friends. And it's hard to wrap your head around something like that.
And you can go ahead and read down through the chart for me.
Egg, man, bed.
In one of the Sunday school rooms at the Jubilee Family Church, volunteer Shelley Seymour tutors her client Chris Wilson. Wilson started classes 8 months ago and was on a second grade reading level. Seymour credits Wilson for working hard and making improvements in a short amount of time.
He just really works hard at everything that he, you know, is given to do. And he just seems like he has turned a corner. You know, and kind of in combination with that persistence recently, his reading speed and just comprehension has really taken off. It's amazing to be witness to that, because he had talked to me repeatedly about how he struggled, especially, you know, he would get up early, and he wants to set an example in his home, so he would get up early and he would read scripture, and he would talk about how long it would take him to go through just, you know, a couple of passages of scripture. And now all of a sudden he's coming in and he's wanting to help teach his Sunday school class, and he's reading page, you know, after page and paragraph after paragraph, where before it was a struggle just to get through paragraph. And so his progress is just taken off like a rocket. It's just awesome, you know, for all of us that have seen it. It's remarkable.
Wilson tells why he wants to learn to read.
It's hard going up whenever you try to go to the store and buy prescriptions or something, or you just buy regular medicines and whatever, you know, and you can't read the stuff and on there. And I wanted to make a change, an adjustment, and I've been doing this for a while, and I've seen a lot of improvement.
Before he started the classes, Wilson struggled to read. He describes what it was like trying to read page-long stories as well as chapters in the Bible.
Well, I haven't really been tested, but I know it's just from, like, reading today. Mm-hmm. If you try to listen to me read, it would take me an hour to read. Like that story that we read, like sitting. I don't never read stories, but I like sitting in the Bible. I was reading something out of that, and it's harder to read. But a lot of times I can read better in the Bible, but it would take me like 2 or 3 hours to read something that long. Well, now you know you've seen how long you read me just a few minutes, and it's helpful. It's that much helpful. I see that much improvement.
As a tutor, Seymour is helping at least 6 people learn to read, including Wilson. Seymour is inspired by how hard all of her students are working to learn to read.
It's really more meaningful than you would anticipate, I think. It's just been such a blessing to be a part of it, because every student that comes in, they all have a story. You know, each one of them, and most of our students, I would say, through not being literate, but also through other circumstances, have struggled a lot more than most of us have had to struggle. And yet they still persist. You know, they want to improve. They want to keep going ahead and keep working and working on self-improvement and opening up opportunities for themselves and their families.
That would be the end of him. Rebecca?
Uh-huh.
Might never know what had happened to her husband.
In the sanctuary of the Jubilee Family Church, another tutoring session takes place. Tutor Kim Lindsay is helping Chris Wilson's brother-in-law, James Self, to learn how to read. Lindsay started tutoring at the beginning of this year, and Self is her only client. Lindsay's impressed with the progress that Self has been making in the class.
He's doing really good. You know, he's got a lot going on in his life. He has a lot of have-tos that he has going on in his life, and this is not one of them. But the fact that he's here every week, he comes in, even when he has to find a ride, you know, he doesn't drive himself, he has to find a ride anyhow. But even when his ride is not available and he has to find another one, he's here. I mean, and to me that shows me a lot about him and how dedicated he is to making this happen.
Lindsay tells why she started tutoring with the Ozark Foothills Literacy Project.
I found myself with time on my hands. I was laid off recently from one of the plants here in town, and I saw the ad in the paper that they were looking for volunteers for the literacy program. And like I said, I love to read, and I always thought how cool that would be to share that love, to inspire someone else to love it like I do. You know, and I think with William, He's getting there. You know, he's doing some reading for enjoyment. It's not just like school and homework for him, things he, you know, I've got to do this for that school. You know, he's getting to where he's reading a book about something that he enjoys, Daniel Boone, and he's really discovering that it can be fun as well as something that he might need to do, you know, to get him further in life.
Self started with the project for the same reasons Wilson listed, such as wanting to fill out their own job applications and being able to read what was on medicine bottles. Self says he's made improvements this year.
Oh, yes, sir. It does make me feel good. After I get through here, I'm going to try to get my GED. It might take me a long time, but I'm going
to
get it.
And Wilson and Self are two of the 50 individuals who are learning how to read. Executive Director of the Ozark Foothills Literacy Project, Nicole Stroud, explains what the biggest challenge is that's facing the project.
Well, like every nonprofit, the number one need is financial. We struggle for funding. We are a part of Arkansas Literacy Councils, and they provide funding at the state level. And we are also a United Way agency, and so we do get community support for our program as well. But this is a full-time job, and I'm a part-time director because that's what funding is available. We have 2 part-time AmeriCorps members, which we would not be able to provide if it weren't for this federal AmeriCorps program that pays so many of the expenses.
More information on the Ozark Foothills Literacy Project is at literacyindependence.org or by calling 870-793-5912. This is Making a Difference on KASU, which focuses on organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live.